Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you have time right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. So bear with me. Let me pull up the survey right here. I do have to ask, you prefer this in English or Spanish?
English.
Excellent. Now, before we begin, I need to know if you have, if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
I'm not on a cell.
Landline?
Landline.
Perfect. Okay. Are you registered to vote at your home address?
Yes.
In New Mexico? Okay. And which county are you registered to vote in? Would it be Valencia?
Yes.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, a political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
1937.
Oh, God bless your soul, sir. I hope I get to say that one day. Excuse me. And what is the last year of that you completed in school?
Post-grad.
Post-grad, okay. And just for statistical purposes, are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And thinking about the upcoming November elections for president, U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Okay. The next one would be, and thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the elections for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for district?
I'm independent, but I'd probably vote Democratic in this one.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Approve, okay. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, there's not much to do as vice president. I can approve of that.
Okay. So it's okay if I just put strongly approve?
That's fine.
Okay. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay?
All right.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Definitely heard of him and unfavorable.
Okay. Is that very strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Strongly unfavorable.
Oh, strongly unfavorable. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. Kamala Harris. How do you feel towards her?
Favorable.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Yvette Harrell.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Okay.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Is that, okay. What about Gabe Vasquez?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very? Okay. So we're done with this one. Which of the following issues, which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you have to pick one or two at the most important issues, would it be Social Security and Medicare, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, also illegal immigration and border security, or crime and drugs, taxes, abortion, healthcare, protecting democracy, government spending,
that one.
Protecting democracy, okay? One more, please. Government spending and the debt, the environment and climate change, national
environment,
security.
Environment, okay. And climate change.
Excellent. We got our two answers there. Going on to the next one. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate interest your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that
10.
You have 10? Okay. Now thinking some more about this year's November's elections. As you may have heard, President Biden, Joe Biden, recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party.
Kamala Harris.
Is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat, Gabe Vasquez, okay. Probably or definitely?
Probably.
Probably, okay. I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress. His name is Gabe Vasquez, okay? These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if the statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to vote, tell me that as well, okay? While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Does that make you much less or much more likely to vote for Mr. Gabe Vasquez?
Neither one.
Neither one? So no difference?
No difference.
Okay. So I have a few statements, so bear with me, okay? Gabe Vasquez was reportedly caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Does this make you much less or much more or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by Gabe Vasquez, Vasquez has repeatedly backed effort to provide taxpayers funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash, payments to illegal immigrants. Does this...
No difference.
Okay. I get your drift right here, and they're all about Gabe Vasquez. But I have to, if it's okay with you, just let me read them to you, and you give me the same answer at the end, okay? So Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and could kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate fundings for our schools.
No difference.
No difference?
No. And television and other paid advertisements are not going to make a difference to me.
Okay. So no difference. Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court.
No difference.
Okay. So, with your permission, I have like 8 more statements to read. If you like, we could cut some time, and I could put no difference on all of them for you.
That would be fine.
Okay. Thank you for that, and thank you for the permission. No difference. They're all statements about Gabe Vasquez. So I take it you're not too favorable of him, huh?
I'm still undecided.
Okay, I get you now. Now that you've heard some more information, if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Probably Democrat, which is Gabe Vasquez. Okay, probably. Here we are. Now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes only, okay? Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Okay. And just for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian Pacific Islander?
Caucasian.
Okay. Are you currently single?
No.
Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations. Now, just for statistical purposes, and despite how you may feel today, please tell me, for whom did you vote in the elections for president in November 2020?
Biden.
Biden. Okay. So this concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for participating. You have yourself a great night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye.